Yeah, CCR down on the corner. It's 7 o'clock here at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits. People on social media are talking about the things that no longer have patience for. These are some of the best responses. Family drama, people who text and drive, people who constantly blame others for the situations they're in. That would be me. Anything that has an influencer attached to it. People being on their cell phones while they're in conversation with you. Slow Wi-Fi. It's amazing what annoys us these days, huh? People who go out of their way to pick fights with other people or be jerks, especially online. And people who attempt to force their beliefs and opinions on you. And disc jockeys that just talk too much and don't play enough music. No, that one I added in there, but I'm sure it irritates people. All right, it's 7:01 at WRJN. Let me quick get this in here now because we're after 7 o'clock. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest on WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is radio. How'd they ever think of that one? Radio is our keyword. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. It's free on WRJN. And use the text button to send the keyword radio for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Again, the word is radio. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use that text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. Good luck to you, okay? Got Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation straight ahead here at WRJN at 7:02 news time.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Trump begins his day at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, prepping for a pre-sentencing hearing in his New York criminal case. He'll attend virtually as his attorneys work behind the scenes. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
While this is all happening, Trump's lawyers are preparing various appeals of the hush money conviction. Those appeals should place a stay on whatever sentence Judge Mershon imposes on July 11.
The former president held his first campaign rally since his conviction in Las Vegas. Our latest CBS News poll finds he and President Biden are in a virtual tie ahead of the November election. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 1 point nationally, and Joe Biden leads Trump by 1 point across the collective battleground states.
Nevada among them. Our poll finds a majority voting for Mr. Biden say their main reason is to oppose Mr. Trump, and that number has grown over the last few months. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's arrived in Egypt in a new bid to get Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire in Gaza. The BBC's John Donison is in Jerusalem.
When it was announced by Joe Biden, it was called an Israeli plan, and Prime Minister Netanyahu has suggested he will go along with it. But there are people within the government on the extreme right who have said they will pull out if any sort of ceasefire plan is accepted.
Triple-digit temperatures are sweeping parts of the West. It's expected to reach a scorching 110 in Phoenix and Las Vegas by Wednesday. Joel Berenger says rapid snowmelt has made California's South Yuba River run much faster and colder than people might expect.
You definitely want to stay as close as you can to the shore and not get swept away, because once you do, it's bad news.
Apple is expected to unveil an array of new AI features, including message writing assistance and photo editing, at an event in California today. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
Typically, the new software features that Apple shows off in the summer don't arrive until the fall. And this time, it'll give the company a lot of leeway to see how people respond and change things accordingly.
A bull took his musical cue from Lee Greenwood's song at a rodeo southeast of Portland, Oregon, not only standing up, but running around the arena, then hopping over a fence during the final ride. The bull, named Party Bus, lifted one woman off the ground, bounced her off its horns, and trampled her. A total of three were injured, none seriously. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant officials will meet today to talk about water. A dispute over water and wastewater agreements between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant could threaten the development of a Microsoft data center in Racine County. Village President David DeGroot publicly addressed the issue at a Racine City Council meeting last week, accusing city leaders of not honoring their part of the agreement and holding up projects. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims that the city has not received the promised benefits from the agreement and is seeking to renegotiate. He's citing the failed Foxconn deal and its unfulfilled job projections. A Waukegan woman is in the Kenosha County Jail accused of killing someone with their car Saturday night. Police say a 52-year-old man was hit by Sheila Tenen near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. He was trapped underneath her car and was there for almost a mile. The driver, Tenen, was believed to be under the influence of THC and was arrested. She is facing charges of operating while suspended and intoxicated use of a vehicle causing death. The cause of an early morning garage fire in Racine is under investigation. At just after midnight, Racine fire crews were called to a detached garage that was on fire on Green Street near Yount. Within 4 minutes of the call, crews were on scene and it only took about 10 minutes to put things out. No injuries were reported and no foul play is suspected. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's the Brewers and the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Toronto Blue Jays. Milwaukee coming off a 10-2 loss yesterday to the Tigers, but they won the weekend series in Detroit 2-1. Pat Murphy on struggling against the Tigers lefty Tarek Skubal.
Credit to them. They played great defense today, and they got timely hits, and, you know, that kid on the mound is really good.
In golf, Ernie Els shot a 12-under to win the AmFam Championship in Madison. Racing, IndyCar driver Will Powell gets his first win in 2 years at the Grand Prix at Road America Elkhart Lake. NFL, Packers beginning mandatory minicamp in Green Bay. Are they close to getting Jordan Love a new contract?
Yeah, we're in those conversations right now, and we'd like to get this done before training camp for sure. We're looking forward to getting that done, but it never goes fast.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I don't eat well. I like buying donuts. I feel bad for the donut ladies because people can't make up their mind in these places. Okay. Looking around. All right. I need a dozen donuts. Oh, you have a lot of donuts. Okay, I'm gonna start with 4 chocolate. I want 2 twisty goos. I want a lemon twitter. I want a raspberry puff. I want a honey curl. And no, 2 chocolate. No, 1. Put it back. I want a Bavarian apple crunch. Get the ladder. Hey. Why don't you go out inside and think it over, huh? It's a big decision. Can't blow donut day. But the donut ladies have learned how to get back at you. They do the subtraction for you in front of the other customers, make you look like an idiot. You go in there, yeah, I'd like a dozen donuts. I'll start with 7 chocolate. You have 5 left. Oh.
Hey, say hello to Kelly Cruz here at 10 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
You love getting up this early in the morning?
And I do.
Schlepping out here? The Victory Avenue?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Kelly is the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. So much stuff going on downtown. You know, a lot of downtowns around the country just let their downtown settle and there's nothing left. Not here in Racine. I've seen pictures of the downtown back from the 1800s when there was Haymarket Square and they literally had hay wagons in the middle of that place. People selling hay.
Yeah, that's Haymarket before it became Monument Square.
It's hard to believe. And when I first came here, it looked totally different, too. They have these two big ponds of water in the middle of it. They got rid of that and made it more of a gathering place. They made more room for people to gather.
Yeah, universally easier to host events.
Okay, so it's June. Let's see what we got coming up in downtown Racine. Always something going on. I've got my schedule here for June. And before we do that, the butterflies are out. And we don't mean the monarchs. And we did that in our backyard. We had no Mo May. And millions of these monarch baby butterflies were all over the place. It was like Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. They were everywhere. But these are artistic butterflies you have out. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, very exciting. So on Friday, we unveiled 26 different butterfly designs throughout downtown Racine. And they are gorgeous, and they're also unique, and people seem to love them. If you haven't gotten down there yet or even driven by, you will be thoroughly impressed by the artistic talent of these artists this year. And it's just really fun, and we have a scavenger hunt to go along with it. So scavenger hunt is just you can walk through downtown, answer questions about each butterfly, really look at them, and then you can turn that into the DRC office, and you get a free $5 gift card valid at over 100 locations. So, I mean, you get a little reward for it, too. So
there's something about the butterflies you have to write on your scavenger card.
Exactly.
How many butterflies are there?
26.
Oh, that's not too bad. 26. Yeah, you could do that. But they're not in a straight line. They're on somewhere on 6th Avenue?
Yeah, they're on 6th Street, Main Street, even a few like in front of Festival Park. There's one. So you have to go off the beaten path a little bit. But, wait till a beautiful day out and just explore. Take your time. You don't have to do it all in one day either. So
let
you
the kids figure it out.
Yes, it is family friendly. It's just a fun way to look at the butterflies a little bit differently.
They're generally smarter, too, the kids. They can figure it out faster than the adults. All right, they're not just First Fridays. They're Summer Bash First Fridays.
Yeah, we just had that one on Friday. That was a huge hit. Oh, my goodness. We had over 5,000 people downtown. People were dancing on Monument Square. There's droves of people on the streets. It was such a fun, good crowd. It was just a really phenomenal.
The mini golf pub crawl happened the other day as well.
It was.
How was that?
It was a bit rainy, but that was okay. So people walked through downtown, and there was 20 different mini golf holes scattered on Main and 6th Street where people walked into the different stores and putt-putted their way. It was a lot of fun. I mean, they had the cutest. The foursomes had different outfits on, and everyone was in a good mood despite the rain. That was fun.
Here's something my wife and I want to go to, because this is where she found the local honey guy last year. The Racine Harbor Market's coming up on the 13th. And from 4 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, this Thursday we are back. We'll have more produce this time now that we're getting a little bit deeper into the summer. But, yeah, we'll have over 30 vendors, food trucks, produce, flowers, crafts, arts, prepared goods. Just come hungry. I would say that for sure.
Now, the Lighthouse Run, where's the path? It's going to be on the 15th, this Saturday, from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. It used to go right in front of my house. Did they change the path this year? Where is it? You know?
They are now starting in front of Festival Park.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it used to be the Y, but the Y is not really there anymore.
Yeah, and then it'll actually end at Festival Park. So they did change it up a little bit, but they will be on Main Street by your house as
well. Oh, I got to set up the, you know what I do? Every year I set up the sprinkler.
Oh, yeah. People love that.
I take a hose and I, matter of fact, the plumber's coming today to fix it. So I got to be home for him. Anyway, I put a hose on the ladder, and I put it on mist on the faucet thing, and I hang the mist over, and people running underneath it.
Oh, yeah. It's glorious when you're, especially with those 10-mile runners, that, you know, that's their home stretch coming back on Main Street there, and so that feels really nice.
Yeah, so what people say, are you involved? Are you involved in the Lighthouse Run? I'm very involved in that. I get up very early in the morning, get ready for the Lighthouse Run, put my sprinkler out there, and they're all set.
It takes everybody. I'm telling you, you're one of those people that, you know, if everybody did that every block, that would be amazing.
My daughter was a runner. She used to do marathons and half marathons. Oh. She did a Lighthouse Run 1 year. She lives in Florida now. But she used to run these marathons, 26 miles, 26.2 miles. How did you do it? And, you know, I was with her when she did one in Milwaukee, and it ended up running through the old Miller Park, which is now AmFam Field. It ran through there, And she ran, it was a 13.1-mile course. I think it was a half marathon through the streets of Milwaukee, ending up at the stadium. And I got a picture of her ending coming up on video. I took it and not even breathing heavy. Her and her husband ran it. And I, are you tired? She goes, no, kind of refreshed. Just ran 13.1 miles. What do you mean you're refreshed? Yeah. You went uphill, downhill. She goes, no, I feel good.
Yeah, I think once you get past that hump, I've done the 10-mile lighthouse before, and I think once you get past, like, mile six, then you're sort of just in auto-cruise mode and just...
No, I would need to have an ambulance following me right on my side the whole time, just in case something went wrong. Just keep them alongside of me. All right, so that the lighthouse run is coming up on Saturday the 15th. And you've got another Harvard Market coming up on the 27th. I don't know what day of the week that is.
They're always on Thursday evening. So it's every other Thursday this summer you'll be able to have the Harvard Market in full swing. So, and then, of course, as we get deeper into the summer, more produce. There's also, don't forget, we have a live band. We have a beer garden. So it's also just a fun activity. So if you're down there, you know, you can hear the live music, you can shop around, you can sit and eat. And also Festival Park just started doing live music on Thursday evenings as well. So if you come downtown on Thursday evening, you can go walk over to Festival Park. It's completely free and watch a band. Then you can watch a band on Monument Square. You can go to Smoke Down the Water and watch a band. So lots of live music this summer.
And the new people running Festival Hall 5K events.
They're great.
We had them in here. They're really going to make it happen this year.
They have been wonderful to work with, yeah.
Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here. We're talking about all the fun events coming to Downtown Racine. We've got a lot more straight ahead. Keep it here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
If
you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. And with me is Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation here at 721 at WRJN. We're talking about all the events, all the excitement coming to Downtown Racine. And we talked about so many of the events coming up for the month of June, including, here's a new one, Music on the Monument. It's not a new event, but Music on the Monument on the 28th. What the? I don't have a calendar in front of me.
That's a Friday. So Music on the Monument will be every Friday beginning June 28th. And it is, we feature all local bands, great local bands, by the way, high class local bands, all different genres, from 4:30 to 7, Monument Square. We have a beer garden there as well, tables to sit at, and just relax and listen to some live music.
So Beyonce's not going to be there, and the Stones aren't going to do their concert tour there. Would be nice if you brought the Stones in for a concert.
Wouldn't it, though? Yeah, we have our full band lineup listed on our website.
Well, that's great. It's just a way to relax and just listen to music. And
it's a good thing to, like, maybe watch some music before you go grab some food downtown, you know, before or after. That's why we do it a little earlier so people can.
And I always, when I go to those, I always run into people I haven't seen in a long time.
Oh, that's what First Fridays is especially. I mean, you cannot walk five steps without running into someone you know during First
Fridays. And then I have to say to them, man, you really got old looking. What happened to you? You know, stuff like that. And causes a big fight, and I never see him again for another 20 years. You got a fashion show coming up. That would be a Saturday, June 29th. Where is that going to be?
Yeah, that's actually going to be on Monument Square as well.
Fashion show.
Yeah, there'll be a stage.
A runway and everything?
A runway.
Oh, wow.
Yes, a stage runway. We'll be featuring downtown businesses as well as a few other, and it's not just going to be clothing, but it'll be highlighting all different local businesses, and whether it be services, jewelry, clothes, shoes. We'll have a live DJ. We'll have booths set up where people can interact and engage with these business owners. So it's really fun. In fact, we did this 2 years ago, and it won a state award for how successful it was. And then we took a year off because there's a lot of work and planning that goes into these fashion shows to make it really high class. And we're back this year. And so I really make an effort to come down for this. It's really fun.
I was at one fashion show in my entire life, and I didn't want to be in it. I was working at a radio station in Milwaukee. And at one of the malls, they had it for charity. And I said, all right, I'll do it. All the DJs were in there. And they gave me this suit to wear. Now, as you can see, I'm 6'3". This suit was meant for someone who's like 5'11" or whatever. And the sleeves came up halfway up my arm. I said, I can't wear this. Well, that's the one we picked out for you. Did you see me before you gave me this suit? Goodness. And I have a picture of it. Ugh. And I wasn't the fat so I am now. I was real thin. And it looks like it was painted on me. It was so thin. They gave me an umbrella to walk with down there. Like I'm just came out of, you know, Rillington Place in London. it was terrible. They didn't check the clothes before they assigned them to me.
Well, I don't think that'll happen. We've got Two Swift Suits in downtown Racine, which is a phenomenal suit store, and he is just the best dressed man in town. Eric is, and he does all of the men's clothing for the fashion show, and I will tell you, everything will be
right. And I'm no fashion plate, I know that, but to get a suit like four sizes too small to wear. I got a picture of it, too. Maybe I'll show it to you. I don't know if I'll show it to you. I'll think about it. Okay, and now we got the 4th of July parade coming up, obviously, on the 4th of July. But the day before, it's Strike Up the 4th on July 3rd.
Yeah, so that's a big party on Monument Square. It's really a big fundraiser because, as you know, we sometimes take for granted these parades and fireworks, but a lot of time, energy, and money goes behind putting those on successfully. So the 4th Fest of Greater Racine does a Strike Up the 4th. They'll have raffles, live music, beer garden. It'll just be, it's just a big, fun pre-party, getting everybody ready for the 4th of July. It's going to be a very long, extended weekend in downtown Racine, the way the 4th lands this year on a Thursday.
And we're going to be in the parade for the first time in years.
Oh, fun.
The previous owner didn't have anybody in the parade. This owner is going to have people in the parade. And, all right, we're in it. First time. And we're going to have a classic car. Lou Regani has classic cars he owns. And we're going to have one of those in the parade. I don't know what it is. I said, can I fit in it? Yeah, it's a convertible. I said, okay. And so, yeah, it should be fun. I haven't been on the parade in a couple of decades.
Get your waving hand ready to go.
Yeah, you got
to
do like the. I had Miss America show me how to do it. She was a Miss American contestant at the Racine Concert Band concerts at the zoo. And she showed me how to do the Miss America wave like this.
Yeah.
Am I doing it right? Yeah. the Miss America wave. You got to get that right. All right. And if you didn't have enough to drink and eat on the 4th of July, Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. First Friday.
Yes. On the 5th. We're so excited for this. That's the theme. So every First Friday has a different theme. And this one is the Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. So we have the incredible Stephen Hull, who is a blues artist who actually plays internationally. He'll be on Monument Square. We'll have a couple barbecue food trucks on Monument Square, and different businesses will be giving out free brew samples, retail stores. Of course, you've got great barbecue at Reef Point Brew House, George's Encore. Blues, Brews, Barbecue. Nothing more American than that, right? The day after 4th of July.
Yeah, when everybody's hungover and has indigestion, let's give them more food and booze. We can do that. When did food trucks come into vogue? I see them everywhere, and I can't remember when they started food trucks, but they're everywhere. When did they begin? Do you remember?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, we don't do them too often because we do really try to promote the fact that there are 40 restaurants in downtown Racine, but every once in a while we bring them in. But people do like just the diversity of it. There's something about a food truck that people just love. I don't know.
We have a comedian here who does a whole thing on food trucks. And he said, gee, let me get I'm not going to say anything. food truck people won't be happy. But he does a whole thing on food trucks and the food in there. And I eat out of them, you know. I eat it when we go to downtown at the Harbor Fest. They always have food vendors down there. Mm-hmm. Always looks good to me. Tastes good. They cook it right there on the street and, you know.
Yeah.
I love watching these reels on Facebook of the food vendors. They're in foreign countries, but they cook all their food right there at these markets. And they're fast the way they do it on these grills. And it looks so good. I don't know what they're putting in it, but it looks good. And that's what we do with the food vendors at the Harbor Market. There's always something good cooking down there.
Oh, just the smells in the air. Yeah. Something about it where you're like, I guess I got to give it a shot.
Same thing on Party on the Pavement, all the food vendors that come out there.
Party on the Pavement is just the smells of Party on the Pavement alone should have its own candle scent.
Yeah, go to the candle store. What would you like? Lavender, vanilla? Not like Party on the Pavement. Do you have that smell in the candle? I like to burn that and smell food vendors. Do you have that? Oh, yes, that's our top seller. Hold on a second. Kelly Cruz is here. We have some more events to talk about from the Downtown Racine Corporation. Now, if everybody wants to check this list out that I'm looking at, they go to your website is?
RacineDowntown.com or any of our Facebook page at Downtown Racine. It has it pinned right to the top. So you can save it easily to your phone.
Yeah, you got to be really out of it not to be able to find this stuff nowadays. Although my dad never picked up a cell phone in his life. He didn't want him. He had a satellite phone in his business car. But once he left that, my mother did all the cell phone stuff. She was on Twitter. She was on Facebook. She was everywhere. My dad didn't want anything to do with it. He just relaxed and he said, I don't need the aggravation, the drama, or anything to do with the internet. And you know what? There's some truth in that. There really, really is. All right, Kelly Cruz is here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. I'm Don Rose, and you keep it right here. We've got local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Speaking about local news, it's exactly 7:30.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Mount Pleasant officials will meet today to talk about water. A dispute over water and wastewater agreements between the city of Racine and the village of Mount Pleasant could threaten the development of a Microsoft data center in Racine County. Village President David DeGroot publicly addressed the issue at a Racine City Council meeting last week, accusing city leaders of not honoring their part of the agreement and holding up projects. Racine Mayor Corey Mason claims that the city has not received the promised benefits from the agreement and is seeking to renegotiate. He's citing the failed Foxconn deal and its unfulfilled job projections. A Waukegan woman is in the Kenosha County Jail accused of killing someone with their car Saturday night. Police say a 52-year-old man was hit by Sheila Tenen near Sheridan Road and 60th Street. He was trapped underneath her car and was there for almost a mile. The driver, Tenen, was believed to be under the influence of THC and was arrested. She's facing charges of operating while suspended and intoxicated use of a vehicle causing death. The cause of an early morning garage fire in Racine is under investigation. At just after midnight, Racine fire crews were called to a detached garage that was on fire on Green Street near Yount. Within 4 minutes of the call, crews were on scene, and it only took about 10 minutes to put things out. No injuries were reported, and no foul play is suspected. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Yep, I know. Trying to get any field work done this spring with all the wet weather has been a challenge, but trying to get that work done with an insufficient tire, that really makes it tough. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Kevin Byer is the commercial farm advisor for Sherrill Tire in central Wisconsin. He said farms should slow down, pay attention to the quality of those tires, and pay attention to the terrain those tires might cross.
First things first, make sure you check all your air pressures. Make sure your equipment's ready to go. Double check your fields. We get a lot of times where people stick a antler shed through a tire, and that's very detrimental to what you're trying to get done. So make sure your equipment's ready to go before you actually start. Farmers tend to want to finish what they're doing instead of stopping when they have a problem. Stop before you make the problem bigger. Let's get it fixed, get you rolling again, and get you back in the field instead of running it until the tire is either no good or spun off the rim or something like that.
Kevin Byer, he's the commercial farm advisor for Sherrill Tire in central Wisconsin. He said the good news about tires, the supply chain has improved tremendously since the pandemic. So if you need a replacement, they should be able to get one around fairly quickly.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empowered Dairy from Merck Animal Health. The only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Friday in Chicago, barrel and block cheese both stood still. The AA butter, though, gained 4.25 cents. It's back up to 3.09 and a quarter per pound. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, up a nickel, 20.01 a hundredweight. August milk closed 8 cents stronger, 20.34 a hundredweight. The December corn right now is up 2.25 at 4.69 and a half. November soybeans, they're down to 11.55 and three quarters. The July new crop wheat down 3.75 cents right now, 6.23 and three quarters. So just a quick snapshot on where numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. More news available anytime you need it. MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 49. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. With scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I'm not like, really worried about dying, though. Like, I'm not afraid to die. I'm not trying to be tough. Like, I'm not afraid to die. But, like, I'm actually, like, looking forward to my funeral, which sounds kind of weird, because, like, I just like to have fun, you know? And I'm going to have fun with my funeral. Because I think you should. Like, it's your last party on Earth, you know? It's like, I think you should, like, spice it up. You know, like, I've got a couple things I'm going to do. First thing I'm going to do for my funeral is I'm going to have, like, a chunk of money and send it off to some random celebrity and have him show up at my funeral. Like, save up, like, $5,000 just for this, you know? And be like, here's $5,000 and mail it off to some celebrity, like John Stamos from Full House. Here's $5,000. All you have to do, keep the money, just fly to my funeral, show up, cry. and leave. That's it. That's all you have to do. Just show up, cry. That's it. You don't have to talk to anybody or anything. I just think it'd be great to see all my friends and family at the funeral like, oh my God, I can't believe he's dead, man. He's dead. It's just not right, man. It's just not right. Hey, is that John Stamos? What is he doing here? Did Nick know John Stamos? Oh my God, he's really crying. Were they brothers? Was Nick's last name Stamos?
Forget, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest going on right now. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for the grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. This hour's keyword is radio, radio, radio. One word, radio. Download the Civic Media app. It's free in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN. Use the text button to send the keyword radio for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the keyword is radio. Find WRJN in that free Civic Media app. Use the text button to send it right now. You have until the end of the hour. And then Cindy Huber will have a new one coming up at 9 o'clock. But radio is the keyword right now. Download the app. Click on WRJ and put that word radio in there. I'm Don Rosen, local news, timeless hits at WRGN. Sunny today with a high near 64. Tonight, clear, lows around 50. Increasing clouds tomorrow with a high near 69. Sunny and 54 at Radio Park. Now, don't forget, the Blue Jays take on the Brewers in Milwaukee this afternoon. Actually, tonight, 6:35. You can hear the game right here on WRJN. But right now, you can hear Kelly Cruz, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're going over all the events coming up. Before we talk about some more events, I want to talk about you. And a little background on you. Where'd you go to school? Where you're from? You know, where'd you hide your money? Things like that.
Well, let's see. I was actually born in Montana, right outside of Glacier National Park.
Look at you.
Yep.
What, so, whereabouts?
Whitefish, Montana. So it's northwest corner, right by the Glacier National Park entrance.
You know how I know where that is? I was taking an Amtrak train to the Mall of America. We were doing a promotion. And I struck up a conversation. My daughter and I struck up a conversation with these two young ladies who are going to vacation in, was it Whitefish? Is it Whitefish, Montana? And the Amtrak train was headed out there. And I said, well, that must be the end of the world. Whitefish, Montana. I guess you couldn't find a better vacation spot. Then I found out from people that is a hot vacation spot.
It is now, yeah. It's got great skiing. It's a beautiful little quaint downtown. Just a small town. I mean, so you can... It is. It's gorgeous.
So you grew up in Montana. Mm-hmm. When did you leave there?
Oh, I was about 9 years old.
And where'd you come? Where'd you go?
Here in Racine.
Oh, see, what brought your parents here?
They were originally from here.
Oh.
And then they moved out there just because my dad liked hunting and fishing and wanted to do that.
Isn't this a hunting and fishing state?
Well, not in comparison to Montana.
Yeah. Okay. I know. It's a big place. The owner of this radio station that hired me in 1991 also owned a station in Montana. He said it was gorgeous out there.
Yeah.
His radio station couldn't make any money out there, but it was a beautiful place to be anyway. All right, so you're here. Where'd you go to college or school or anything?
I got my undergrad at La Crosse, and then I got my master's at UW-Madison.
All right. Look at you. Yeah. All right. So local yokel now. And what brought you to the DRC? What were you doing before that?
Yeah, so I worked at the Journal Times for... probably 7-8 years, and I was actually on the board of directors when the position opened up, and since I was very familiar, I had lived downtown, I had known all the downtown businesses, I love our downtown, and because of that, I just felt really drawn to the position. I had been doing event planning, and so everything just fell into place.
So that's what brought you here, and that's what brought us to this point right now.
I guess so.
So how do you do all the planning of events? I mean, these are a lot of events, and they depend on other people being involved, especially the store people. The people, the businesses have to be involved in this. And how do you get them involved? I'm sure some of them say, oh, really? I don't feel like it. Then you got to convince them because, you know, people, not everybody wants to be involved in doing extra things.
It's actually the exact opposite.
Really?
We have
Look
the best group of downtown businesses. The owners are so committed to downtown. They want to be a part of everything. If I could double the amount of events, they would be behind it 100%. So we always try to have more and more events every year, and we'll continue to strive towards that. But I, you know, just this last weekend, you know, I said, hey, do you want to do a mini golf crawl? And everyone had to build their own mini golf set, and they were all for it. I mean, it was so they're just really wonderful. They love the engagement with the community. They want to give people a reason to come downtown, to explore, to shop, to dine. I'm telling you, if we have the best set of business owners right now than we've
Look
ever
at
had.
You. So they're not like me. Like if you talk to one of our salesmen, they're Rich. He knows when he asks me to do something, I'll say, I don't want to get involved. I don't get involved.
No.
But they're not like me. That's good. That's what makes a wonderful downtown vibrant and stuff. You don't have a lot of Don Rosens out there saying, I don't want to get involved. So you have a whole staff that comes up with these ideas? Because these are good ideas.
Believe it or not, we only have 2 full-time staff members and we have a couple part-time members.
See, we were talking about that
And
before,
so it huh? is pretty, it's pretty insane. But we have a board of directors and... you know, everybody just works towards a common goal. And I think when everyone has the same goal in mind, everything comes together. We've got it down pretty pat at this point. I mean, I have great staff. They work so hard. They know, you know, I guess it just comes together. I don't know what the secret sauce is, but whatever it is, it's working right now. And
yeah, how do you get this harbor market? You get all these vendors together. I mean, that's a lot of work. I remember we used to put on the bridal extravaganza at Festival Hall years ago. That took 20-some-odd people to do, and it still was a lot of work.
I know. Believe it or not, even with Party on the Pavement, we don't even have a committee for that. It is just our staff that does all of that. So I think, I don't know. I think we're just really organized, and we work well together. And again, the businesses are always there to, you know, if we ask them to step up, they step up.
Well, that's great to have all these people involved.
Oh, yeah. It really. Hey, what do they say? Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, I like that. Hold on a second. Teamwork makes the dream work. That's pretty good. You come up with that?
Definitely. No, of course not. That's a long-standing phrase, but I love that phrase because it really is true. If we don't work together, we're not going to get anywhere.
I have to put that sign up in our studio. Teamwork makes the dream work. That is really good.
Yeah.
I like it.
That and positivity, I think, can go a long way. Teamwork and being positive.
Yeah. Hold on. We got a whole bunch of more events. Where did I go to school? We have more events. We're at the college. Could you believe that came out of my mouth? A whole bunch of more events. We have more events to talk about. That are going to happen. Where did I learn to talk? That are going to happen downtown Racine. Where's that 5-hour energy? I think I need another one. That are happening in downtown Racine. We've got more of those events coming up for you in just a moment here. Just a quick reminder, it's going to be sunny today with a high near 64. Clear tonight, lows around 50. Tomorrow, increasing cloudiness with a high near 69. Right now, it's sunny, still 54 degrees at Radio Park. A cool morning. And don't forget our keyword in our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest is radio. Radio. All you do is have to go to the Google Store or even the Apple Store and get that Civic Media app. It's free. Download it. And you'll see WRJN on the app. Click on WRJN and type in the word radio for your chance to win Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, Wisconsin Dells prize packages, and be a finalist for the grand prizes, the Lake House Getaway, and a trip to Door County or even an escape to Lake Geneva. So download that Civic Media app. Click on WRJN and type in the keyword radio. Wake up, little Susie. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Feeling old? Have no energy to do anything? Shame on you. A guy in New Jersey named Vincent Dransfield is in the news because he turned 109 years old and feels great. At 109, he still drives a car, volunteers at the local fire department, where he used to be the chief. He looks a lot younger than his age, though. He said the secret is to stay positive. There's your positivity. Stay positive. Do the things you love and drink lots of milk. He also still has a beer every now and then. You know, all these people that live into their hundreds, alcohol is always the reason they live. Oh, I take a shot of brandy every morning, or I drink a beer every day, or I got to have a whiskey every afternoon. All these people living to their hundreds always have alcohol attached to the reason why they're so old. And I don't drink alcohol, so what does that mean? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, doesn't look good. All right, coming up, we're going to talk about some more events in the downtown Racine area because Kelly Cruz is here. I'm going to say Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Cruz is here from the Downtown Racine Corporation. She's the executive director, and we're going to talk more with Kelly coming up in just a moment at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000. And in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore his seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
WRJN. And we have got, Kelly Clark today. Kelly Cruz is here. Kelly Clarkson, Kelly Cruz, you're both famous. Kelly Cruz is here, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. Let's talk about yoga coming to the downtown area.
Yeah, we have free yoga on Saturdays and Wednesdays.
Now, this is not yogurt. It's yoga.
Yes. Okay. We like to call, it's called Bend and Brew. So the reasoning is, so it's a free yoga class at the east end of Christopher Columbus Causeway. So if you hit Reef Point Brewhouse, just keep driving east and there's a parking lot. And it's a beautiful area overlooking the water and the boats. And after you finish your yoga class, you get a card. And you can bring that card to over 10 different locations in downtown Racine for a free brew, or that could be a coffee brew or a beer brew or a mimosa or a wine.
Wow.
So you get rewarded for bending, and then you get your brew.
You have to bend. Oh, no.
And okay. People are loving this. We have it on Saturdays at 8 a.m. and at 9 a.m., and then on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. And the Wednesday evening one is great because you can see all the regattas and the sailboat races coming through as you're doing this. I mean, talk about the absolute most serene, perfect setting in Racine. And so many people don't even know that it's there. And then you can take, you know, your card and you have all day to use it and go support some local businesses.
My wife and I were there when they were doing the prom pictures. They took a lot of prom pictures out there.
That's how beautiful it is there. Yeah.
It looks so, you know, I was remembering back to when I was 18 years old going to my prom and stuff and looking at all these couples taking their pictures. The guys are all wearing their tuxedos. The young ladies are all in these evening gowns and. Wow, it really was nice watching them. But they didn't do the prom walk here. They did it out at the Union Grove Fairgrounds.
We got to get that back.
Yeah.
I'm guessing, though, the people at Festival Park now, 5K events, when you look at, you know, Mark and Stacy and Kevin now, that they're in control of that area. I would not put it past them that they're working behind the scenes right now to get that back because, honestly, they have been doing just a stand-up job, and we're just very grateful that Festival Park is activated again. That is going to really make a difference when it comes to the traffic in downtown Racine and just getting people to recognize how amazing and beautiful our downtown is and how many great shops and stores are.
Let's do a quick review of some of the events coming up for June. We talked about, in case you're tuning in right now, we talked about the Harbor Market, Racine Harbor Market, which is coming in on
Thursday.
Okay. Yeah, it says the 13th. I got a calendar in front of me. I should be able to figure it out. And this is, these are vendors from all over. This is where I mentioned that my wife met her dealer, her local honey dealer. Her dealer on the street.
Yes.
Where he sells local honey.
Yeah.
And she loves local honey. And I, during, for her birthday last year, I got it. It was actually Christmas. I'll tell you a quick story here. I bought her a giant jar of honey from this guy. I went to his house. He lives in Caledonia. And I said, we bought honey from you at the Harbor Market. And my wife got your card and stuff. And we, on the jar, it gives your name. So I went out there. I met him in the driveway. I did a cash transaction. It looked like a deal on the street. He gave me the jar of honey. I gave him the $26. And I tried to surprise my wife with it. But what I didn't realize, the security camera caught me coming into the house with the honey. So she had seen it. So she knew she was getting it.
Well, lesson learned.
I know, you got to hide this stuff. There's cameras everywhere watching you. But that's when we met the guy at the Harbor Market. Now we get our local honey from him all the time. We got to get down there and buy some more.
Honey is there. Honey will be there as one of the vendors. So
yeah. Okay, then you got the Lighthouse Run coming up on the 15th. That starts at Festival Park this year because there's no more YMCA downtown. Festival Park. And it's running through Main Street again.
Yeah.
All right. Good to have you guys back. As I sit on the curb watching, go, go, come on, go, good, 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 run, run, run.
Yeah.
You know what I love about the run? You get the fast people right at the front. Then you get the people who are moderately fast. Then you get the walkers. Then you get the people pushing the baby strollers. And then you get the old people who are just sitting there, not even walking. I don't know what it is. But, you know, my daughter once said, you're making fun of them and you're not even walking in the thing. You should be walking. And I said, you're right, I should be. Then next year. All right, then you got the Racine Harbor Market again on the 27th. Music on the Monument, June 28th.
That's right.
And you could check out, do you have a list of bands somewhere?
Oh, yeah, we've got the whole band lineup listed on racinedowntown.com. Just hit the events tab and you'll see it.
And then the fashion show on the 29th. I got to see this. I hope you have good weather for all these events. I mean, you're at the mercy of the weather and...
Yes, we are.
Yeah, you take your chances when you do outside events.
Yeah.
Do any of these have rain dates to them, like the fashion show? No, it's rains, it rains, huh?
Yes. Okay. It rains, but we
then it becomes a swimsuits fashion show.
We're just looking for amazing weather. If it's anything like First Fridays was this last weekend.
Yes, what a beautiful weekend. Yeah,
gorgeous.
I know.
Well, besides the rain on Saturday, but this Friday night was really nice.
So we were at Pritchard Park, and the 1st Cavalry Division... The veterans were doing their dedication of a granite plaque there, so we went out there. And just as they were finishing up, he said, well, that concludes our ceremony. It started to rain. I said, man, could you time this out? So everybody got their umbrellas up, but it was all over by that time, so that was pretty good. Well, this is great, and, you know, kudos to Kelly and her team. Would you say, what's that? I got to write that down.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Teamwork. Makes the dream work. Oh, I love that. And you say you didn't make that up. I would take credit for it if I was you.
I definitely did not make that up.
Makes
but
the dream work. I got to tell our...
there is no truer statement.
Tell the people who run this company. That should be their slogan. Get rid of the one we have now, local news and timeless hits. Put dream teamwork makes the dream work. I love that. And you just have... Could you want to mention their first names or anything? All the people...
Oh, yeah. I've got Alexandra and Yolanda and Craig are really the backbones of everything we do in downtown Racine. And those three, I could not survive without them. Then we have other younger ambassadors as well. But those are my core, Alex, Craig, and Yolanda.
I'll see you next month again.
Yeah,
we'll talk about all the events coming up July and August. Boy, summertime, you guys must be. Nobody takes a vacation in your department in the summer, do they?
No. No, I've worked every day this way. I got off yesterday, but yeah, this was a pretty long weekend, and they're pretty much all long from here on out.
Well, good for you. And the occupancy rate downtown looks like just about 100%.
We're not at 100%, but there is a lot coming. You're going to be really excited about 6th Street has, I'd say, 8 to 10 new businesses opening up before the end.